official!
The crowd erupts in cheers as Juno's high school football team, the Crimson Bears, made a tackle on the soggy turf fields in Adair Kennedy Memorial Park Saturday afternoon. They're playing against last year's state champions, Anchorage's Diamond High School. Spectators in rain jackets pack into the stands, and others stand out in the weather, lining the track with umbrellas. Cheerleaders get a break from the rain when they don white cowboy hats between routines. It's a classic Crimson Bears game, but there are some unfamiliar faces. A team of five reporters and cameramen from national TV network NBC are chasing the action on the field with big cameras covered in plastic bags. They're here to record this game as part of a short feature about what football means in American communities that aren't always seen in sports coverage. Ken Brown is a middle school teacher and wrestling coach. He's standing with a few other teachers on the track in the rain. He says the turnout is about the same as it usually is, TV cameras or not.
It's just a big community atmosphere.
Brown comes to games because he likes to see his former wrestlers play. And he says it makes sense that NBC would choose Juno as one of the games they plan to feature.
Down here, we're in the middle of a rainforest. It's really wild.
Longtime NFL sports reporter Peter King is standing under a giant inflatable Crimson Bear at one end of the field. He has one eye on the game as he speaks. He covered the NFL for four decades. He retired last year, but pitched a story to NBC that now finds him battling the driving rain in Juno.
I suggested the story, let's go out and look at five or six high school football teams across the United States. And let's take the temperature of why high school football matters.
King's team already visited the Winnebago Reservation in Nebraska. He says he wanted to go to far-flung places. The team initially planned to go to Hawaii, to a school where the football field has a view of the Pacific Ocean.
And I said, how great. But it just felt a little bit too pretty.
The weather in Juneau, however.
There are sometimes. Oh, touchdown. Nice play. There are sometimes when it stops raining and you say, wow. It was just raining 5 minutes ago, and then it stopped raining, and now it's pouring again. And I say, this is some interesting weather you have here.
But he's pleased with it. He says the rainy day only makes the footage more real, more reflective of what makes Juno special.
This whole thing is awesome. I love it. I'm so happy that we chose, really, I'm so happy we chose Juno. And the kids, you know, we're going to do some interviews with the players, and I was in their locker room before the game. They're marvelous. They're absolutely marvelous.
King says he saw the Crimson Bears star player helping his teammates tape up their ankles. And that sense of community and ruggedness is what King's looking for in the next football teams he visits, like a girls' flag football game in Alabama. And as for this game, the Crimson Bears narrowly beat Diamond High's team 15-14. From the soggy sidelines in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cromerie.